Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, December 9th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Golden Bird. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we explore fascinating stories and pivotal figures from the pages of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're diving into the life and legacy of an intriguing 19th century polymath, Golden Bird. A man of many talents, Golden Bird was a pioneering physician, a curious chemist, and an innovative electrician. So, buckle up as we explore the intersections of medicine, science, and technology, the foundations of Bird's work, and the resonating impact he had on our world today. Imagine living in the early 1800s, a time when the Industrial Revolution was in full swing and society was on the brink of numerous scientific revolutions. In this backdrop, Golden Bird, born in 1814, emerges as a key player. Despite growing up in a world where communication was far from instantaneous and technology was still in its infancy, Bird achieved remarkable feats. Have you ever wondered how curiosity and the relentless drive for discovery can propel individuals to make an indelible mark on history? Golden Bird's life is an exemplary tale of precisely that. One of Bird's earliest and perhaps most profound influences was his father, who instilled in him a love for the natural sciences. As Bird matured, he pursued a medical career, a path that offered a broad canvas upon which he could blend his interests in chemistry and physics. While studying at Guy's Hospital in London, Bird's work transcended the typical scope of medical students at the time. This commitment to learning, coupled with his extensive work habits, saw him appointed as a physician at the hospital at just 25 years old. Bird excelled in the intersection of disciplines. He was one of the first to apply electrotherapy in medicine, a treatment you might find quite common today in the form of electrical stimulation devices for pain relief. It was Bird's keen understanding of both electricity and biology that allowed him to innovate in this field. I invite you to reflect on interdisciplinary knowledge and its value. In today's world, how often do we consider the interaction between different fields as a source of great innovation? Bird's work reminds us that sometimes the answers to complex problems lie at the confluence of diverse fields. Equally fascinating is Bird's contribution to the field of chemistry. He developed ways to detect urine albumin levels using his knowledge of chemistry, a forerunner for modern nephrology diagnostics. This achievement was not just a medical milestone. It demonstrated how deep scientific understanding could lead to practical solutions. It challenges us to think about the current limitations of diagnostic technologies and the role of scientific curiosity in overcoming them. Golden Bird was not only a scientist and physician, but also an educator and an advocate for science popularization. He extensively wrote articles and books, including a best-selling text titled Elements of Natural Philosophy, which aimed to make scientific concepts understandable to a broader audience. As you go about your day, consider how accessible scientific knowledge is today and whether this same spirit of popularizing science is alive in the digital age. Furthermore, Bird was a founding member of the London Electrical Society in 1837. This group was instrumental in fostering the community of scientists passionate about exploring electrical phenomena at a time when electricity was a frontier of unknown potential. They demonstrated exotic experiments, debated theories, and set the stage for many modern electrical innovations. Have you pondered what frontier science of our time might look like? Where could today's curious minds gather to push boundaries, just as Bird and his contemporaries once did? Bird's journey, however, wasn't without its challenges. Chronic illness haunted him throughout his life, yet he persevered and continued to work and inspire others up until his early death at age 39. His health struggles serve as a somber reminder of the delicate balance between passionate pursuit and personal well-being. A notion that continues to be relevant, don't you think? In a world that often glorifies work at the expense of health, how can we draw lessons from Bird's life to ensure we achieve greatness without sacrificing our well-being? As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a thought. Golding Bird's legacy is a testament to the boundless possibilities unlocked when curiosity meets dedication. With interdisciplinary collaboration, a thirst for knowledge, and a compassionate approach to education, he pushed the envelope of 19th century science and medicine. What avenues are there now for aspiring changemakers? And how can the spirit of individuals like Bird be kept alive in the quest for progress? Thank you for joining me on this exploration today. I hope Golding Bird's story inspires you to reflect on your own interactions with technology, ethics, and societal changes. If his life teaches us anything, it's that the synergy of diverse knowledge holds the key to remarkable advancements. Until next time on Wikipedia, ponder the possibilities, and let's continue to seek the stories that shape our perception of the world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Golding Bird. Thanks for listening. See you next time.